Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today in this dingy, German-fested recording studio to celebrate the joyous first date of Matt and Leslie.
Aww.
Matt took his Tinder match to a restaurant where he faked a marriage proposal in the hopes of getting some free stuff from the restaurant.
Yeah, Matt.
And possibly a free pass to second base. But even though Leslie said yes to the staged proposal, she has not said yes to a second meetup. And that brings us to this moment. Matt, is it okay that I act as your pastor today to try and bring you two together with your future wife?
I would have it no other way.
Can I be flower girl?
I feel like more than ever, every man listening is rooting for this to work out for you, Matt, because they totally want to try this and get free food on their date, too.
Dude, I said this to you off air. I was like, I really want to do this.
But if it doesn't work out, then nobody should do it.
Right?
Yeah, they don't care about like meeting a great girl. It's
just
the free food.
Yeah, it's just a cheaper way to date. Matt has unlocked the key.
Well, listen, as much as I'm happy that I possibly have created a new life hack for many of the fellows out there. You know, I mean, none of this will be worth it if she doesn't want to go out on another date.
All right, Matt, that is so romantic. I'll let you get to second base, okay?
Oh, dang!
Okay, listen, if I could just get in the ballpark, I'll be happy about that.
All right.
Oh, you can get
in
the ballpark.
Well, let's open the gates for you. We're going to give Leslie a call and try and get you a second date here, all right?
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, I'm going to dial the number right now. Here we go.
Oh, I hope this works.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Leslie, please?
Yeah, this is Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. How are you? This is young Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
I wanted to let you know I'm making this call in a tuxedo right now. I'm down on one knee, and I want to ask you if you'd make me the happiest man in the world and do me the honor of saying yes to being in a second date.
What?
Don't say no, Leslie. You can't say no. You're a yes girl.
She doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on here.
That's a yes?
Yeah, it's a yes.
Oh, she said yes.
She said yes.
I have no idea.
Oh, Leslie, you just made me so happy.
Okay.
I'm glad you're as amused at us as we are of ourselves.
Maybe I'll just let you know what's going on. We're calling on behalf of one of our friends named Matt. He told us that he recently went on a date with you.
Okay, yeah.
Is this making a little bit more sense now?
Yes.
All right.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And he told us a story about the fake proposal, and he is the cutest thing ever.
And smart.
Wow, yeah. It was probably the craziest date I've ever been on.
It sounded pretty out there, but he's confused because he felt like it was a fun time, but ever since then, you've been ignoring him, and he doesn't know why.
Okay, so that's why you guys are calling me?
Yeah, we're hoping to get some answers for him.
I mean, you could understand why he's, like, not getting it. I mean, you agreed to a fake marriage proposal at a restaurant. You seem pretty, I don't know, down.
Yeah, it was crazy, and it was definitely entertaining. Like, it was funny. I've never done anything like that before.
Oh, my God. What were you thinking when he was down on one knee in the restaurant?
I mean, I was just kind of going with it. Like, I thought it was pretty funny and, like, it was just really creative, you know? I've dated a lot of guys off Tinder and, like, no one's ever been that creative.
You've never had a guy fake propose to you on a first date before? Gosh.
I know.
The dating pool is so lame these days. So what's the deal? Why aren't you talking to Matt now?
You know, I don't know. Like, everything was, like, really funny, but then it was just like a red flag, and like I didn't really want to say anything to him. I don't even know if it's like the type of thing that you say, to be honest.
Did it freak you out? Like he was being more serious than you expected him to be or something? Is that what you're saying?
No, like I knew it was a fake proposal, you know. I was like going along with it too. Like it was funny, but it was, he like when he pulled the ring out, it was like in this little box, and it was just like so freaking sad and pathetic, like this ring. And I know it's
what?
Like people around saw it too and were like, oh God, he got her that ring.
What?
And it was just
wait.
It's fake.
It was a fake ring though for your fake wedding proposal.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, but like other people saw it and like you guys weren't there. Like it was just embarrassing. And the thing is too is like
what?
He kept going on and on about how good it looked and can you believe this is fake? And it was just like a huge turn off.
Wait, the fake ring for your fake marriage proposal was too small, and that was what you turned you off.
No, but it embarrassed her in front of everybody.
Thank you.
How does that embarrass you? It's a fake ring. This is all a setup.
But they don't know that.
But even if it was a real ring, who cares the size of the ring?
Like,
I mean, now I'm starting to judge you over a fake marriage proposal.
You know, it was like a combination of the ring and like how he was trying to sell it to me. Like, I feel like if he ever really got engaged, that he might even try to like pull off a fake ring thinking he can get away with that. And I'm just not cool with that. It just seemed really tacky and like not classy at all.
Not classy.
Oh, yeah, it seemed tacky and classy when you agreed to try to get free dessert out of a fake proposal.
Well, you know who I'm sure didn't think it was tacky?
Oh, my gosh.
I bet Matt thought it was pretty damn classy, don't you, Matt?
What? Wait, he's on the phone?
Yeah, he's been listening on the other line this entire time. Matt,
yeah.
She wasn't impressed.
Hey, Leslie.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were on the phone. That probably was not easy to hear.
I'm kind of confused. Like, you're not calling me back because of the fake ring? Like, is that really the issue?
Matt, it was, like, really pathetic looking. It was just embarrassing. And no, but the thing is that you thought it was good. Like, you mentioned, like, over 4 times, like, wasn't this awesome? Like, then the ring looks so good. The ring. And I honestly didn't want to see that ring ever again.
No one's going to see that ring ever again because it was a fake ring that no one is going to actually propose with. Was
the
that
people in the restaurant and the servers and the management, like, they all saw it. And I could see in their faces, they were like, oh, my God.
No wonder they gave you free food.
Exactly.
It was pity food. It wasn't celebration food. Is that what you're saying, Leslie?
Yes, that's what it felt like. It wasn't a celebrate. It was like, oh, this poor girl. Like, look what she is.
Sorry that the bus boys judged you and that upset you. But listen, I stand my ground. That was a nice ring. Any girl would be lucky to have a ring like that.
No, they would not, Matt. No, they wouldn't. And if you do another fake engagement again, don't think that that ring was going to be good enough.
This.
How about this? When I do another fake engagement, I'm not only going to reuse that ring, but I'm going to get a sister ring that looks just like it for the wedding.
Oh my God.
That's not going to be my wedding.
Well, guys. I don't know if you're going to have a wedding, Leslie, because apparently these rings aren't good enough for you.
No.
Oh my God.
Don't go through a fake separation. This is not okay.
We're getting fake divorce.
Yeah, okay, fine. I don't want your stupid ring, Matt. You know what? The engagement's off.
What?
You know what? I'm keeping the ring, and if you have a dog, I'm taking the dog.
None of this is real.
What is going on, you guys?
How did this happen?
It was supposed to be fun. It was supposed to be silly.
No, he plays like he's really nice. You know, that was another flag I didn't tell you guys about. When he was doing his whole speech about, oh, you've always been there for me, the wedding in Mexico, and we met at the bakery, and on, it was too good. I was like, this guy is a freaking liar, and I can't trust him. Yeah, it was
so crazy that I was making things up for a fake proposal.
Oh my God.
This is so weird.
I don't know if I'm heartbroken or where I'm at now.
I mean, I'm kind of turned on, and I think that, Matt, you should take this girl out on one more date.
I mean, I can't wait to take her to a Burger King and propose with an onion ring.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you probably would go to Burger King and you'd probably use a freaking onion ring as the ring and be like, oh my God, look how it glimmers under the light.
Yeah, Matt, you cheapo.
Yeah, that's my kind of ring.
So, is that a yes to a second date? I'm not reading this right. Because we will pay for a second date if you guys will go out again. A real date.
Come on. I almost want you guys to do it. You're so good at fighting.
You know what? She doesn't even need to give you an answer. Because let me tell you something, honestly, that's not fake. No, I don't want to go out with her again.
Oh!
Fine, Matt. I don't want to go out with you either and your pathetic little ring. Good luck finding somebody that will put up with that.
Jeez.
And whoever does definitely won't have sex with you, okay? I'm telling you that right now.
I don't care. I'll be celibate for my whole life as long as I don't have to hear you complain about a ring.
Oh, man. Right.
Okay, well.
Wow, that went quick.
Matt,
I mean.
I'm sorry. It sounds like your bride-to-be is not interested in seeing you again. So,
oh my God,
no second date.
I should have seen the red flags when she said yes to my proposal. So that one's on me.
Yep, she says yes to a marriage proposal. Huge red flag.
She's the weird one.
Yeah.